Smart Fitness, best result, part 2. Many manufacturers of spot supplements state that only their product is special and the purest, not at all a cat in a bag, like all the available products from the competitors. Or a new advertisement that claims you'll get fit without any effort on your part. This is the supplement that can make magical changes to your appearance and health. But there's always a catch, isn't there? From my 25-year of amateur fitness experience, many similar temptations came and went. Supplements appeared, were bought and taken in huge quantities, but often, in the absence of efficiency, were quickly forgotten. Our mission today is to figure out what's worth spending your money on. Which spot supplements can really help to improve training in the gym, without burning a hole in your budget, and most importantly without harming your health. Before proceeding to list the specific products, I must recall that spot supplements are not capable of performing miracles. At the heart of the nutrition pyramid lies the total calorie count that you choose for your goals, be it maintaining body weight, weight loss or gain. The next most important parameter is the ratio of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, as well as a diet and a sufficient intake of water, fiber, vitamins, and minerals. And only if all the above conditions for building your diet are met, spots nutrition can be the cherry on the cake. So, you need to decide which of your fitness goals need spots nutrition support, and I'll tell you what to choose. I continue from where I left off last week. Goal, strength, the best supplement, creatine. In recent years, I do not remember any article about this supplement that does not begin with the words the most studied and safe in the supplement world, the effectiveness of which is confirmed by numerous studies. And, yes, it is. If you want a strong and beautiful body, look no further than creatine. Creatine is a molecule produced from amino acids and stored in muscle cells in the form of creatine phosphate. It is a fuel derived from ATP, adenosine triphosphate, our main and most powerful energy substance in our muscle fibers. That is, it serves as energy for any muscular power work, for the contraction of muscle fibers. It keeps water in the muscle cell, which is immediately noticeable in the appearance of your muscles and positively affects their power characteristics. It can be taken before and after training, and at any time really, only do it regularly and without missing a dose, to maintain a high level of this substance in your muscles. In disputes about the need for a loading phase for the intake of creatine, I always stand on the side of those who are for it. This is a conclusion from my own experience. This is done in the following fashion. 5 to 7 days of an intake of 20 grams of creatine per day broken into 4 doses of 5 grams. Further, a regular intake of 3 to 5 grams per day. I emphasize the regularity aspect. There are many creatine salts. And every year a new combination appears, declared by the manufacturers to be the best ever. But the well-purified, micronized creatine monohydrate has not been able to be beaten yet. It is also the most tested and available. A jar of this creatine, costing around $7.5, usually suffices for 2-3 months. If you add creatine to the post-exercise protein, you will see its maximum effect. These two supplements, taken after training, are a perfect combination. You do not have to fear any side effects, as in the course of recent research none have been confirmed. Even the kidneys do not need checking. Smile, feel free to include it in your diet. Yes, girls, I'm talking to you, too. If you already drink liters of the mostly useless L-carnitine, then replace it better with creatine. Your strength will grow, and you will be able to work with larger weights and work more intensively, gaining muscle and burning fat, and there you have it. A beautiful figure on a silver platter. Goal, endurance, the best supplement, beta-alanine. Greetings to those who choose cardio, train for a long period of time, go through multi-repeat programs or does this consciously with a certain cyclic regularity. Often manufacturers add this ingredient to pre-training facilities. But, if you want to see the real benefits of beta-alanine, then be prepared to take it on a regular basis, like creatine, and not just before training. 3 to 4 times a week in the pre-training complex gives you a minimal effect. This supplement should accumulate in your body and you will see the real effect of increasing endurance only 4 weeks after a regular daily intake on training and non-training days. Beta-alanine is responsible for the accumulation of carnosine in the muscles. This molecule increases your ability to make a couple more redundant repetitions and additional approaches. This should result in an additional training volume. The daily optimal dose is 6.5 grams. In pre-training complexes, as a rule, the amount contained is 2 to 3 times less than the optimal dose, so the need for an additional intake of this substance is obvious. Studies say that in order to see the result of this supplement, it is necessary to take at least 3.5 grams of beta-alanine for 28 days. If you decide to buy beta-alanine, then look at the packaging. The only certified source of beta-alanine that has been tested in 55 studies is the patented Conocin. This source is used by all the leading manufacturers who value their reputation. Beta-alanine is often paired with creatine in the pre-training complex, they combine well. Large doses and individual sensitivity can provoke paresthesia, a sensation characterized by a burning sensation, tingling, goosebumps. If these pins and needles do not appeal to you, then divide the daily dose into smaller portions during the day and before the training. Goal: a sensation of health and well-being. The best additive: fish oil. Take it daily. Regardless of your goals and spot, this supplement is necessary and suitable for everyone without exception. All the benefits are difficult to list: healthy bones, combating surplus subcutaneous fat, improving cognitive functions, faster recovery, improving the performance of the cardiovascular system, and even a positive effect on muscle growth. It's not important when you take it, only that you take it regularly. This additive also has an accumulating effect. It is advisable to take it with meals for better digestion and assimilation. The minimum dosage is 1 gram per day. But you can easily increase this dosage, and I even recommend it. This is the case when you can't spoil the porridge by adding more oil to it. Side effects can be felt only by people who are allergic to seafood. And those who take medications to lower blood pressure should be cautious when taking fish oil. Subscribe to our Telegram channel to stay up to date on the latest crypto and blockchain news.